to get prizes in exchange for your donations, some really nice stuff. So it's not as though, it's almost like you'll be buying stuff from us. It's like a fair exchange. So yeah, tune in for that. And what else do I need to tell you? Gosh, I don't know. Stay tuned, because the bots are here with All Awesome in Your Ear. And so they'll be taking over shortly with that. Please join the Queer FM Facebook group. And I think that's it. Oh, yeah, and you can mail me things if you need to. I gave you the email address already, but if you want to snail mail, it's Queer FM, care of CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, room 233, 6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. And, oh, there is one other thing I need to tell you, too. Queer Movie Night is November the 16th, I think. Hang on. I'm just going to look on the CITR website and make sure I have the right date. There we go. Yes, Queer Movie Night, November 16th. They're going to be showing I Can't Think Straight. That was the film that was kind of a big hit at the Queer Film Festival this year. It's at the Van City Theater, and CITR's Maxwell Maxwell is going to be playing, DJing, that is, after the show. It starts at 7 p.m., or the doors open at 7 p.m. The movie starts at 8. Tickets are $20, and again, it's the Van City Theater. And all proceeds go to your fine radio station, your favorite radio station, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, enough. I'm going to turn it over to the bots now. And here's that message from the UBC Swing Kids I was trying to find for you.
Hi, this is Mitch from UBC Swing Kids reminding you to come out swing dancing with us this fall. We offer lessons, workshops, and social dances in both Lindy Hop and West Coast Swing, two outrageously fun partner dances. Not sure if swing dancing is right for you? Come check out our first week of classes for free on Wednesday, September 30th. You don't need a partner, all you need to bring are your two left feet. This year we have some exciting new classes and workshops, so even if you've taken lessons with us before, make sure to check out what's new by visiting our webpage. You can find it by Googling UBC Swing Kids. That's UBC Swing Kids, your on-campus source for Lindy Hop and West Coast Swing.
Confirmed.
M-Bot and
S-Bot present. all awesome in your ears.
Neither of us had adjusted our microphones before we started.
To mouth level. But now we're good.
Now we're good. Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Your mic is to always turn around.
Come on.
And it's just, it's...
Which way? Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's way better. Actually, no, I think the other side says front.
Oh, I knew you'd read it.
There.
Oh my gosh.
That's so much better.
I sound so much better.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I am MBot.
And I am SBot.
See, it goes so much more smoothly when we just stick to what we usually do.
I know. Why do we bother doing anything else, really?
I don't know. Hello, welcome. We have a very exciting show today.
This is a good show.
Yeah. Do you want to say it, the theme of the show?
Okay. Wait, do you want to say the transmission?
Yeah. Okay, so it's transmission number 34.
And the theme is, well, we tried to come up with something witty for the theme, but all we came up with was the Ladybot edition.
The Ladybot edition. You already heard that.
What it is, we decided we'd just be really frank about this. We recently had our like show evaluation, which looked at, I think it was 6 months
worth of shows.
Turns out our female content, not the best.
Or femcon, as we call it in radio lingo. Technically, you're supposed to have, well, they encourage you to have 35% femcon each show. That usually never ever happens.
Yeah. It's never a conscious thing. It's not like we're like, let's ensure that we do not play that femcon tonight.
It's just that I feel like it just happens that we
and if we do play female artists or groups with females in them, we don't really pay it any mind. It's just all music to us, I think.
Yeah. Pretty much. That being said,
tonight's show, we're trying to make up for all of that with
six months worth of no FemCon with one show of only FemCon.
You got it. That's exactly what tonight is.
Or, as we like to put it, the Ladybot edition.
Ladybot edition.
So yeah, we're gonna just play some ladies for you.
Some ladies for you. And I think most of these are, in addition, also all female vocalists.
Yes.
Yeah, by the looks of it.
Yes.
So I think, well, when we plan this show, it's going to be a fairly
polarized show.
fairly opposite. But I guess that's sometimes the way it goes.
It's pretty much what you would expect. S-Bot has beautiful harmonies and cute
folky
girls,
ballads.
Folky ballads and cute girls singing with lovely voices. And then I have female vocalists that have been
put to like thumping, grinding dance music
remix. Yeah, that's pretty
well,
much
that's
it.
Fine, we're showing the spectrum.
All right, Esbot's gonna go first because it always
seems better to have more upbeat stuff at the end.
Yeah,
we build the show.
We build it up. Okay, you go first.
So first up, I feel like Joanna Newsom's one of my favorite. I feel like Joanna Newsom's one of my favorite artists in general.
You love her.
I do. I really do like Joanna Newsom. So we'll start off the show with her. She hasn't done something since. What I'm going to play is off of her 2007 EP, which was Joanna Newsom and the Wise Street Band, which is shocking to think that she hasn't done anything in two, almost 3 years now.
That is pretty crazy, actually.
Which is very crazy. But we'll play Clam, Crab, Cockle, Cowrie, which originally was on the... It was a closing track on the Milk-Eyed Mender, and then she did another version of it for this EP. And then following that, we're going to listen to Fever Ray. I've been meaning to play this, anything off Fever Ray.
Forever.
For a long time. The album went missing in the station, and then I couldn't find it again. So we're just going to stream something. But it's actually... it's not from her... It's still from her self-titled album, but it's from the special edition, which has two additional tracks. Hmm. And it's actually a cover. It's a Vashti Bunyan cover, and it's called Here Before. And I heard it a couple weeks ago, and it's beautiful. She does a really good job of it. So let's get to it. Here's Joanna Newsom with Clam, Crab, Cockle Cowrie, and after that, Fever Ray with Here Before.
Ladies!
Where I come from, I am cold and waiting for the day to come. I chew my lips, so when I scratch my nose, feels so good to be rose. Oh, don't you lift me up, oh, like I'm that shy. No, 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 just give it up. Just look around.
Baby's crying.
Baby's crying. In my soul.
So that was just Fever Ray with Here Before from her self-titled special edition album, Fever Ray. And before that was Joanna Newsom with Clam, Crab, Cockle Cowrie from Joanna Newsom and the Wise Street Band.
Oh, there was supposed to be an ad, but I didn't do it.
Oh, we'll play an ad afterwards.
Okay.
It's okay. Don't worry.
We never have to play an ad at 8:15.
This early? What? Pre half past?
Ugh.
Unheard of.
I don't know.
Okay. Next up. I wanted to mention, actually, I was just saying to Mbot that I feel like Fever Ray is like so, like as soon as you hear her, it's so, oh, it's either her or the knife, I guess. But it's so unique. Like,
oh, totally.
No one could mask that. No one could like do their own version of it and be like, yeah.
That's sounds totally, like Fever yeah. Ray. It's so funny because I was also thinking of playing the knife tonight.
For tonight? Yeah. Well, we got it covered.
I know.
All right. Up next, it's going to be St. Vincent's. I feel like this album's gotten a lot of attention. It's the Actor album. I believe it's on 4AD. I don't know. I don't find it too accessible for me. Or maybe it's just difficult for me to get through the entire album. But as standalone tracks, I actually really like them. Maybe it's just too much. But anyways, this is one of my favorite tracks on the album. It's called Black Rainbow. And following that is it's actually a brand new track by The Dirty Projectors, which I guess this is an example where there's more. I think the songwriter is male, but it's comprised of many female members. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I thought I could slip into
no,
this.
No, I totally think that's legit.
And I feel like the women in the group have become more of a focus. And over the last two albums, I think he's even recruited additional female musicians or vocalists at least. So I feel like they'd fit into this.
No, I
show.
Definitely think they, like, there's no, I feel like we were talking to Heather before the show and there's just not really, there isn't really a definition for FemCon even really yet set out, so it's pretty much to our own interpretation.
I was gonna make up a total fake one,
and I was like, "You're lying, though. That's just you lying."
I was just gonna be lying.
It sounded convincing.
I know. I was like, "I'm like, well, it either has to be like a female artist or the group or musical act needs to have at least 50% female members."
That's because that's what the Canadian one is.
Oh, is that why I thought that?
It's because half, if to be
oh, yeah,
technically
no, yeah,
Canadian,
a
CanCon. Oh, no, it was for Polaris.
That
wasn't even for CanCon. It was totally different.
I don't know where, yeah, but I'm glad I didn't lie to you.
Don't just
now.
Make stuff up.
Well, that's why I decided not to.
All right.
But anyways, this is from an upcoming EP from them. It's the Temecula Sunrise, which is a track off the last album. Anyways, they're releasing it as an EP with extra tracks, and it's called Ascending Melody, and it's beautiful. So here's St. Vincent with Black Rainbow, and following that, Dirty Projectors with Ascending Melody.
There's a black rainbow above my house.
It's not quite Dirty Projectors yet. We kind of lost the folder.
I lost it.
You know what? This is a good moment. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Maxwell, who called during the last song to be like, give me a shout out because we're listening to the show, which is funny because he'll be on air in like 35 minutes anyways. But
I'm sorry. I found it. It was because I was trying to be like prepared and get our ads ready.
I know. And that music was like,
it was really intense.
It was like you getting near the really top intense. In Tetris, just like, oh, panic. But everything's okay now. We got it settled. Hi, Maxwell. Okay, here's Dirty Projectors with Ascending Melody.
Sorry, guys.
Far too often, corporations operate in ways that destroy the environment and violate human rights. From northern Alberta to the Ecuadorian Amazon, oil companies have extracted great wealth and left behind only destruction and poverty. To learn more, plan now to attend the Amnesty International Film Festival, November 12th to 15th at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street. Full program available at amnestyfilmfest.ca, brought to you in part by CITR Radio.
UBC Film Society. The Norm Theater, located in the Submain Concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information. Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
That ad I always find so abrasive.
I know. Not the best. Not the best.
All right, so we're back.
We're back.
You see how I played those ads, though? It was worth it.
Back. Yeah.
It was worth me not having dirty projectors ready for those two ads.
Okay, that was just Dirty Projectors with Ascending Melody. And then before that was St. Vincent with Black Rainbow. And you are listening to...
Oh, All Awesome in Your Ears.
You do it.
On CITR.
101.9 FM.
That was adorable. That was adorable.
I wanted to give you a turn to say it first.
Thank you. Now I'm like, oh, that was the best. okay. This is the last track in my little set. And then it will be heading into MBOTS. Lastly for me, I'm going to play Mikachu. I actually didn't play her too long ago. No, that's not true. I did play her a long time ago.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly. You know why? Because it was the SBOT show.
Oh, that was like a month ago or so.
It was before all of the Polaris time.
Oh, yeah. Polaris.
Which lasted somehow like 2 months.
For the record, too, also our evaluation was like, you guys don't play enough Canadian music. I'm like, clearly you didn't listen to the 5 shows we had in a row that was only Canadian music.
Exactly.
Only.
Well, right. It will help us for our next evaluation, I guess. yeah, Mikachu. She's awesome. She's great. The track is going to be Golden Phone, and that is from her album Jewelry. And then...
And then we're going to get into
some crazy wildness.
I'm playing a lot of remixes, and I haven't really decided, to be honest, what I'm going to play after Mikachu. So I'm going to decide when I hear it, and then you're going to hear another song, and I'll come back and let you know what it is.
It's a good way to do it.
Do you guys think you can handle that?
Keep it as a surprise.
Surprise.
Okay, here's Mikachu and something else.
Bye.
Good. That banged.
That was the only one that out of my songs that we're playing tonight that I hadn't actually heard before. It was actually S-Bot was like, you should look up a Likey Lee remix.
It really paid off.
And it really paid off. That was really good.
I was just saying, I'm like, I would lose my mind if I heard that in a club. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
This is my song.
Oh, we have a Maxwell in the house with a Klaus
Nomi. And other stuff.
And other stuff. Wait. And?
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
My Love Is Your Love.
Amazing.
Get ready for it.
I guess we could just announce it now. You guys could stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. Maxwell is up next with playing those.
Those things on Mondo Trasho. And then after that, it's Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. Okay, so you just heard, so I just, we realized that Likely would definitely go best with that Mikachu song. So that was Likely, and that track was Little Bit, and it was the Death to the Throne remix. But you can find Little Bit on what album?
Youth Novels. And then before that was Mikachu with Golden Phone, and that was from her album Jewelry.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Okay, so now more fun remixes.
Amazingly, we just found streamers in the studio, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, what?
There's streamers, and Espot was like, let's have a party! It's probably only really funny to us. Yeah.
Probably. Not even probably.
So I do, for the record, like these artists on their own. I just really like remixes, too. So I'm going to let you know also what albums you can find the real versions off of all of these next three tracks that I'll be playing.
Yeah, because I feel like most of these only exist on the interweb.
On the interweb. It's true. But I'm going to give a big props to Hype Machine, too.
Yeah.
Hype Machine
the
saved...
blog aggregator for bringing together these tracks.
Saved my life. I do love Hype Machine. I have an account. Okay, so following next... I don't know.
That's fine.
It whatever. We're going to play a Boy 8-Bit remix of Shove It, which is a Santa Gold song. I don't actually know what album that is off of, but I'll look it up for you guys. And following that is going to be I'm Pretty Stoked. I've been stoked on this remix for a while. It's Little Boots.
I know nothing about Little Boots.
I don't really know anything about Little Boots either, other than I really like this remix.
Yes.
I usually find sweet remixes because I like... The DJs.
Remix, yeah.
Yeah. And then I find corresponding sweet artists. But this is the Fake Blood remix of Stuck on Repeat. I feel like it's a pretty mellow Fake Blood track.
Oh, I was going to be like, this is going to be filthy.
It's actually, all these remixes are pretty, like, clean. They're not super
good.
Dirty. Anyways, so that's gonna follow Santa Gold. So, yeah. That's what's up next.
Yeah.
Do you know what album you can find that Little Boots...
I don't.
You don't.
But we can look it up.
We'll look it up. All right. So here's Santa Gold with a Boy 8-Bit remix of Shove It, and following that, Little Boots and Fake Blood's remix of Stuck on Repeat.
Look the other way. stand and read. Count you poor folks waiting on a trickle with your hands out. I gotta laugh at you, you call it luck, because it was a duty. You don't mean I ain't paying dues, you stupid fuck. I'm on the mind to beat you things that you can't. Just know I'm doing something you ain't, simple and plain.
Oh. peace.
So you guys just heard Little Boots with the track Stuck on Repeat, the Fake Blood remix. And you can find the original version of that on the album Hands. And we kicked off that set with Santa Gold, or Santee Gold, as they're now called. An O or an I in the middle, whatever.
We just learned that it used to be an O and now it's an I. From Santo to Santee.
Whatever. Same difference. That was Shove It, the Boy 8-Bit remix. And that original track was off of the Santa Gold self-titled album, debut album, actually. So yeah, I guess we're going to sign off now.
Wow.
Max is letting us go a little bit over.
Yes.
He's actually here.
Yes.
Well, he's gone now out of the room, but he's
he'll
here.
Be back.
He'll be back. So yeah, he's very nice. So we'll get right to it.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. This was our Ladybot edition.
Yep.
All FemCon. Every track.
Every
all
track.
10 tracks.
All
nine
tracks. Oh, before we go, we should remind everybody that we won't be here next week, but the following week it's Fun Drive.
That's right.
Which is our annual funding drive here at CITR, where we ask you guys to donate money to help keep the station running for another year. But in return, we give you things like t-shirts and
it's an umbrella this
umbrellas
year, which I kind of want for
myself. But we have a special thing for our listeners.
That's right. For the listener that donates the most, who's not a member of our immediate family.
Or a significant other.
Or a significant other.
Or our roommate.
Or potentially a roommate. Or very close friend. We've
come up with a compilation.
Yeah, we've come up with the ultimate compilation. It's the awesomest of all awesome in your ears.
For your ears.
Which will be like, we picked one track from every one of our shows.
So in the
tonight's
end,
included.
Yeah. So in the end, there will be 35 tracks.
Split over two CDs, hand-painted cover.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come up with some way to like take a photo of it and put it on the website or something like that.
Yeah.
Or our Facebook page, maybe.
Yeah, you can join our Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's all awesome in your ears.
So yeah, definitely tune in then and please
donate,
please pledge, yeah.
Because we really couldn't do these shows without you guys. So, So tune in, and I think Funding Drive starts next week.
I think it starts next week.
So yeah, donate, if not to us, to somebody else.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to finish off the show.
What are we
going to
hear?
We're going to finish. I'm actually going to dedicate this to my lady bots.
Oh, don't.
We got a Quintron and an Avenator and an iCast, and they're all together and they're all listening, and I'm going to dedicate
to them.
I'm going to dedicate this final track to those, cuz those are my lady bots.
Hi, Lindsay.
Whatever. So this is LaRue. I've been super into this album, her debut self-titled album, which is called LaRue, which you can find this track on, actually. I've been listening to this album probably like one or two times a day. It's amazing. But a lot of her songs have been out as singles for a while. And because of that, there's a lot of remixes of a lot of her songs. And we've played one on here before. We played In For The Kill, I think, The Scream. Remix, Let's Get Ravey remix. We're not going to play that one. We're actually going to play I'm Not Your Toy, the Jack Beats remix, which is pretty killer. And this goes out to the lady bots. I tied that in. Did you see? It was neat.
That was clever.
So that's it. Tune back in 2 weeks for our Fun Drive show.
All right. Have a good night. We'll see you then.
Good night, guys. I'm not your toy.
I'm not your toy. To learn the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's time to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you stay? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop. Taken over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind. right, then she's on my mind. I can't stop,
stop.
I can't stop myself.
Folks, looks like lightning is striking. We'll probably strike twice tonight because we just got our hands on the brand new. What am I saying? Brand new? It's not brand new. It's from the 80s. It's Klaus Nomi, his self-titled EP. So good. And if any of you have seen the Nomi song, then you know what we're talking about. He's got outfits. He's weird. He's got a receding hairline. He's German. I don't really know how else to describe him, but if you haven't heard of Klaus Nomi before, then tonight is going to be an education for you, because we've got the album and we're going to play the hell out of it. We had some other stuff we were going to play.